Here's a geography question. Name a country that was once a nuclear power and is now a major oil exporter with a capital whose name translates to capital. The answer is Kazakhstan, a former Soviet republic in Central Asia, and one that Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says could be a regional leader. NPR's Michelle Kellerman spent a night in Astana and has this postcard.
Smack in the middle of the Kazakh steppe, there's a city of casinos with a giant mosque and dozens of apartment buildings under construction, including a replica of one of those huge Stalinist wedding cake buildings from Moscow. The big disappointment of a midnight drive around town was that the centerpiece of this oil boomtown was closed. Marat, the night watchman, stands at the base of a 340-foot tower, which looks like fireworks with glittering lights that change from green to white. Not only is there a rotating cafe in the egg-shaped ball on the top of this so-called Tree of Life, he says there's also a golden handprint of President Nursultan Nazarbayev. Kazakhstan's only post-Soviet president is everywhere in Astana. Walk into the new university and look at a painting of Kazakhstan's influential leaders and thinkers, and you'll see Nazarbayev on horseback right in the middle. Students at the university say they love him.
He's very wisdom. He always thinks about students. He takes care of us.
18-year-old Dana Imbrimbayeva grew up in Astana and remembers when it was a small, provincial, Soviet-style town before it became Kazakhstan's capital. She likes the new style and the extravagant Tree of Life.
It's a symbol of a new Astana, of our capital, symbol of our Nazarbayev and our independence.
When her classmates say it's really a symbol of Nazarbayev, she just chuckles. U.S. officials also shrug off the cult of personality, saying it's not nearly as strong as in nearby Turkmenistan. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has known Nazarbayev for 2 decades, first when she was in George Bush the father's White House and Nazarbayev was in the Soviet Politburo, and later from her days working with Chevron on oil deals in Kazakhstan. She told students at the university she's impressed by what their leader has accomplished, on the economic front at least.
This university, like the city of Astana itself, is a source of great pride for Kazakhstanis and a gleaming symbol of progress for all of Central Asia.
Gleaming it is, thanks to Kazakhstan's huge oil reserves. The oil boom has also ensured Nazarbayev's hold on power as he increases pensions and scholarships ahead of December's presidential elections. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.